I'm speaking here with Harry Cooney, who is an energy analyst for Growmark in their energy division. And I guess, first of all, Harry, what I'd love to know and understand is the energy division itself. Maybe just give me a little bit of a description of what this division of the organization does.
Well, the energy division is primarily used for selling fuel to our member cooperatives, who then sells it on to their end users, commercial end users and agricultural end users. We sell gasoline, propane, and diesel fuel. Those are our primary items that we sell. And through a number of terminals throughout several states here, primarily in the Midwest. And so that's mainly what we do in the energy division.
All right. Well, you're in this risk management area, and I'm sure that some people may fully understand what that means, but what is the kind of service that you offer to your customers in this area?
In the risk management area, we put out information daily to our members about what's going on in the energy markets. We also make specific written recommendations for them to contract fuel throughout various times of the year in diesel fuel, gasoline, and in propane. We work in the natural gas and the crude markets very little, so it's primarily the other three items, the gasoline, diesel fuel, and the propane. So we're putting out recommendations to them on what times of the year we think they should contract, and then they take a number of these programs out to their end users and recommend to the end users that they contract at these times of the year.
So then the recommendations you're making are to Growmark members, cooperatives.
That's right.
As you look at kind of where we're at here, I mean, how would you describe the market we're in? Just, I know we're, you know, politics affects this area a lot. We know through reporting on our domestic fuel website how that's affected segments like biodiesel in particular, or even ethanol to a certain extent too. But how would you describe where we're at and how important it is to make good risk assessments or decisions at this time?
Well, this is a very exciting time because after coming out of the last several years when we had somewhat reduced demand, the world oil demand is on a comeback. And slowly, the U.S. economy is coming back, and thus diesel fuel demand's coming back. A lot of the over-road trucking businesses are seeing increases. They're starting to hire some people back. The railroads are starting to increase their operations. And so at the same time, we're trying to take and look for contracting opportunities, which are a little bit hard to come by right here at the present time because we're not getting the nice setback in price that we normally get between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day. That's kind of the normal time for it to set back. But because the fuel demand is coming back here and around the world, China, India, parts of Latin America, parts of Europe, Germany's economy is coming back strong. So the energy markets are back into something like what they were 3 or 4 or 5 years ago before the slump of the world economies.
Well, as you look at this new season we're going into, it is an exciting time, I know, especially in this energy arena. What is it, when you talk about the services you're providing to your members for helping them with risk assessment and all, is this something that's just kind of like a constant decision-making process, or do you really is there a seasonal flow to it like you were talking about, or the market's just kind of at the point where that's maybe not been the case?
There is a definitive seasonal tendency in the markets. However, what we've found is, and that's why members need us, is that you just can't put the plane on autopilot. You still need somebody guiding it because at times there's going to be changes in it. And the seasonal low will come in earlier or later than normal. So our customers, our members, want to know, now what do we do? They need a lot of hand-holding. And so we can use those seasonal tendencies as our Garmin going down the road. However, if there's a bridge out, we need to decide what we do, you see. And so the foundation of our recommendations is the seasonal studies, but there's a heck of a lot more behind it.
Well, you mentioned studies there. I wanted to talk about education. I mean, besides the recommendations you might make in terms of risk management. How about in the area of education for members? Do you have educational opportunities for them?
Yes, we do. We tend to go out. In fact, I'm going to be going out here this week to one of our regional meetings to give some updates and some training. But also then from time to time, we'll make put out some beginning hedge seminars. And we just had an intermediate hedge seminar here this past fall, and it was very well attended. So I think that's right. We continue to have a new group of employees out at our members, and some of them have been just come on the workforce. Others have came into the workforce from other areas, let's say the agronomy area or something. They're not familiar with the energy area. So it's an ongoing situation to continue to keep the training out in front of them.
What else would you like people to know, customers or potential for that matter, about what GrowMark's doing in this energy division, especially in the area of risk management that we didn't touch on? Anything?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities for people out there, even though a lot of in the general public think that there's no way to figure out these markets. There's still plans that can be used. There's still some applications that can be put in use that may not be everything to everybody, but we can still take and give them some guidance and help them down the road of risky prices, that's for sure.
So you can basically, I mean, I guess what I hear you saying is a lot of what you might recommend or do is very individualized by the particular customer or member.
That's right. One of our things that we as advisors, and we tell our advisors that we need to make sure and know your customer. You know, that's always been in the futures industry. And, of course, each one of us are Series 3 licensed. But in the futures industry, futures and options, there's a rule called know your customer. And that's kind of like it is even in our business overall. You have to kind of know your customer, know what they want, because GrowMark is definitely a service-oriented, and we want the members to be happy and pleased with the services that we provide.
Well, I definitely think they would agree with you on that, too, I'm sure. Thank you very much for helping explain what GrowMark's doing in the energy arena, especially in the area of helping members with risk management. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.